producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in, starting at the second hour of the weekend edition. We want to start out here this time and talk a little bit about something that's very personal to both myself and to Corey and the doc, and that is we wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas. You know, this is a great time of year. Our Jewish friends celebrated Hanukkah. It was a great time of year for them, too. But for those of you who have the same philosophies that we do, the same beliefs that we do, listen, Merry Christmas to each and every one of you. We want to signal out some of the folks on our blog. You know, we have so much fun on the blog. There is so much information that goes back and forth on that, and we want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to contribute. I guess I would start out with probably Mr. Irish. Irish Tony has been around for an awful long time now. Mr. Irish, I have to tell you, I hope you're listening to this because we wish you a very, very Merry Christmas. Anybody else? Corey? I know there's a plethora of people we want to thank.
Well, a person that we have had on the show, LPG, he messages us on almost a daily basis. I value his insights. I think that he takes a very, very unique look at the markets, and I enjoy the comments that he posts and also emails to us personally. Another two people that usually or have not gotten along in the past, but I think both have very valuable opinions, are Birdman and Matthew. I think they both bring a different take to the markets, and even though they haven't gotten along at times, we do appreciate it, both of your guys' comments, and when you can debate back and forth. It is it's valuable, I think, to a lot of people.
Agatha, we thank your commentary also. You know, you made an interesting comment very recently about my comment about perhaps some of the Western action that has occurred in the Middle East is causing some real disgruntlement, to put it mildly, on the part of a lot of the Muslim folks. Bob Moriarty sent me the same comment, and I have to say that was tongue-in-cheek on my part. I totally understated that particular commentary purposely, and some of you did catch my understatement. Frank from Moscow, originally from Florida, hey man, you have a very Merry Christmas. Please wish your daughter the same from all of us. How about you, Doc? Anybody you want to particularly thank?
I think Chartster always adds value to your site. And I was going to also bring in Birdman and Matthew, but Corey beat me to it. And like Corey said, they often spar a little bit, although they're trying to do very much better, I noticed recently, and stick to just their opinions on the markets. But I find those two to be very valuable, and especially Birdman, because he also often brings insights that I've never even thought of, whereas Matthew is very chart-oriented. And so that's always valuable, because I like to look at his charts, because they're often the type of charts I don't base my opinion on, but they're interesting to see, because you often find some things in them technically that just verify what I'm looking at, so I really appreciate that.
Hey, BB, you're definitely in the family. A lot of folks are, perhaps, so we're going to forget, but we appreciate a lot of your comments, for sure, no question about that. Bobby, Merry Christmas to you also, my friend.
A couple other people, Excelsior, CFS, Gabriel, enjoy all of your comments. I also want to say thank you to everybody who comes on our show. Doc, this includes you. Thank you for spending time with us pretty much every day, sometimes multiple times in a day. Also, Rick, when Gary was on the show, he still might be, who knows. Avi Gilbert, Peter Buchvar. We have a huge list of, I think, very, very valuable contributors, and that goes a long way to helping us produce the content that we produce. And I think we do need to give a special shout out to the companies that are on our site. They are crucial to helping us keep this site going, because we do like to provide the free information, and we need these companies out there to continue to be a part of this website. And hopefully when we do bring a company on, I really do hope that everybody out there takes a chance and has a look at these companies, whether you buy them, whether you like them or dislike them. It does us a service, too, by people weighing in and letting us know how you feel about the company and even following up with the company with some of your questions.
You know, I got to second that, Corey. And I want to say one thing. Every company that we accept as a sponsor on our website, we truly believe that they are decent people, that they are honest people, and that they're trying very, very hard. And remember, if we ever have a position in any of those companies, we will certainly admit it. You know, one guy who I kind of forgot about is UK Bob. You know, you're a very interesting man, my friend. And I'm looking forward to getting more comments from you in the new year. Nick, NIC from Germany, thanks very much for all of your insight. We certainly appreciate it. Who am I forgetting, gentlemen?
Well, whoever we are forgetting, I hope people understand that there are a number of people that comment out here, and I hope everybody is also sharing the website with some of their either coworkers, fellow investors, or just friends, because we do like to see new people on the blog. We value everybody's opinion. So it is important that we're all kind of in this together and we're all just trying to get by. Right, Doc?
You got that right. But it's been fun. And I think one of the encouraging things, and I think that was the correct thing to do this year, is to move more and more just to an investment forum. And I think as we do that, I think that's gonna give us a chance to bring on other people that are well known, hopefully in the industry, to be part of the show going forward.
And one other guy I want to mention is Bob Moriarty. Bob, you're a good guy. You're a good friend of mine. We haven't had you on the show for a while. You and I don't disagree as much as you may think that we do. One thing I have to say is I did check with Corey regarding your definition of cash, and you are absolutely correct. Corey, I forgot what the term was on the Minko financials, but there was some question as to whether or not they should have been classified as cash, and the fact of the matter is they should have. Bobby, you're a good guy. We appreciate your input. Again, if we forgot anybody, please forgive us. Doc, you are somewhat pessimistic as opposed to some of our other guests about what the Dow is going to be doing right after the first of the year. You are not happy with what your technicals are telling you. Talk about that just for a second, if you would.
Absolutely, Al. Right now, the technicals are strongly signaling that this Dow is not going to move significantly higher in January. Now, that can change on a dime. I understand that. But on some of the longer-term charts, they're very foreboding here. And so the odds right now are for a sell-off in January. And until the longer-term charts start to show otherwise, I don't think those that think there's going to be new highs in the Dow for next year are going to be correct unless the technicals change here as we go forward. And as of this minute, they're showing us that January may be a difficult month and that the year could be a difficult year.
Now, Doc, if we do see a fall in the markets, how severe do you think it'll be? Do you think it will echo something like we saw back in August?
I don't think it'll go as deep as August and January, personally. And then we could bounce back up a little bit and settle sideways again. That could occur again. And that wouldn't surprise me with the potential for the biggest sell-off coming sometime in the spring, possibly. But, yes, if we get a sell-off in January, I don't think it goes as deep as August.
I think 2016 is going to be a very, very interesting year. And I'm including that. When I say interesting, I'm including in that definition a lot more than just the financial markets. I think politically, domestically, it is going to be fascinating as to what's going to happen. We are truly, in my opinion, in uncharted waters. What with, a candidate of the ilk of Donald Trump, you got another candidate of the ilk of Hillary Clinton. I'm not saying that they're both the same, but I'm saying I think that the two of them are going to add some serious drama to the upcoming campaign. It will be very interesting to me to see just who does get elected in the United States. And I got to tell you, on an international level, geopolitically, I think we're going to see some very, very tumultuous times. You know, the Muslims are fervent in their beliefs, and they're not going to stop right now. And it'll be interesting to see how the world accepts or does not accept that.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I had been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Way, the pain in my feet reduced by 50%, and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Way, and the pain returned. I got another container, and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Way to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report, continuing our coverage from the floor of the New Orleans Investment Conference. We have a company update in this segment, a company that is a sponsor on our website. Al and I are shareholders. The company is NatCor. We have sitting with us the president and CEO, Chuck Provini. Chuck, thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me again.
Now, Chuck, I want to focus on the global trend and acceptance towards more renewable energy sources. We've seen this all around the world, and quite frankly, this has been happening over the last couple of years, but what is even becoming more beneficial and more attractive to, I think, the global audience is that not only are costs coming down, but also efficiencies are improving, and that's something that NatCore is focused on.
Corey, there's a big difference in solar even from last year. There are huge mandates from countries, Saudi Arabia, the Philippines, Australia, South Africa, to build power plants that are multi-gigawatt. And as a result of that, cost is important, but not nearly as important as increasing efficiency and increasing power. You get a 2 or 3% increase in efficiency, 10% increase in power on 2 gigawatts over 20 years. That is huge. It's much more important than saving $30 or $100 on your household electric bill by putting a solar panel on your roof.
Chuck, one of the things I look at in deciding what opportunities to recommend to my members at the National Investor is I see a lot of great ideas all the time and resources. I see a lot of great projects. But the bottom line is you've got to have the people and the game plan to have the best shot at monetizing what it is that you're doing. And one of the things that impressed me about NatCore when Brian first told me about the company, and then I got to meet you, and we visited you up in Rochester, New York recently, was not only your own pedigree, which I didn't know all of before, frankly, and I was impressed with your experience in the financial area and otherwise, but you recently added a couple of people to the team at NatCore who are going to be critical, most likely, in allowing the company, if it turns out, to monetize what you've been working on and making more efficient and lower cost solar cells. Can you tell us particularly about Charlie Gay?
Charlie Gay is someone who was introduced to us by our CTO, Dennis Flood, who spent 30 years at NASA. And Charlie was the head of NREL, National Renewable Energy Lab, a Department of Energy facility. He was the head of Applied Materials. He is somebody who drives technology to the factory floor. He has had customers, the DuPont, 3M. He knows his way around the solar industry. And what he has been able to do specifically, along with Dave Carlson, who is the head of BP Solar, they direct us as to what is going to work in a factory and what is not. They see us doing something in the lab, they'll look at that and in 20 minutes say, don't even consider that. That's never going to be manufacturable. So they've given us a direction, and what we're showing today at our booth is a solar cell that we feel is certainly going to make the manufacturing simple. It'll be one of the highest efficiency cells that are made. We've also, along the way, eliminated the use of silver. And Charlie Gay now gives us access to the people who understand what the industry wants and introduces us and gives us the credibility as compared to just some technology company knocking on somebody's door. He's been invaluable, as well as Dave Carlson.
Well, I have to say, Chuck, that your booth has garnered a lot of traffic, mostly because it is an interesting, unique avenue for investors to look at, and I think the sky is the limit when you look at the growth of this industry. That being said, when you're talking about Mr. Gay and how he is able to decipher if something will work on the factory floor, for all those resource investors out there that can't truly relate to this, it is a lot like a mine engineer that can tell you, you know what, this just will not work. This will not be cost effective. This will not integrate into a mine plan, much like what you have with Mr. Gay, that he can say, do not go down this road, because the end game here is to have your entire technology integrated into some big manufacturer, if not all of them big manufacturers, warehouses and production facilities.
I spent a lot of time on Wall Street running investment banking firms, and the one thing that we would always ask these young, brilliant companies, when do you make money? And the one thing when I got involved with NatCore, I wanted to make sure this was not just a science project. I didn't care about white papers. I didn't care about number of patents. The issue was, how do you direct it to revenue? And Charlie Gay has tried these things a lot, as well as Dave Carlson. They've made a lot of mistakes along the way, and we're benefiting from not making those same mistakes.
Chuck, another question as far as eventually monetizing your all your hard work and technology. One of the things, of course, the old saying is it takes money to make money. And where does the company stand right now as far as its cash balance? Do you see a need in the near future to be able to raise funds? I know recently you set up, I think it was an equity line of credit, essentially, that allows you on more favorable terms than most companies do to sell stock when you need to. Could you give us a little bit of color for all that?
Sure. We basically do a bit of a dance when you're a small company. You want to do as little private placements as possible because it's dilution. Saying that, you know, and we also don't want to go into debt. We've established an equity line of credit right now that could be between $5 and $10 million that we would deliver stock at a small discount and access cash. We have a relatively low burn rate of about $200,000 a month. We're not going to be in the manufacturing business. Our model is we get license agreements and royalties, so we're not going to be needing $200 million to build a solar cell plant. We will partner with people who do that and get these royalties on an ongoing basis. We are now looking as to whether or not we want to look for a joint venture partner. The problem with that is if we, you know, we're pretty close to getting the efficiencies we need. If we have to get someone to bring us above that to that 22-23% level, there's some question about who owns the technology. So we're probably looking at raising a little bit more money and engaging or hiring somebody to get us there, one of these big solar labs in Germany or somewhere, so there's no question about who owns it.
Chuck, can you please give our audience a little rundown of what is next? What's on the radar news flow-wise that they should be looking for?
Right now, we are upgrading the amount of wafers that we have to make these cells. I think the next thing you're going to see from us is achieving efficiencies in the high teens, low 20s, with a back contact cell, which will then give more power, because by putting the contacts on the back, you put all those stripes that used to be on the front of a solar cell on the back, you get more surface area. Additionally, we've crafted our cells so that we now can integrate them with another joint development partner's panels that increase the power output by 10% over somebody. So we've got two or three news releases coming down the road that will certainly get the attention of the rest of the industry.
Now, I do have to reiterate that this is not investment advice. However, I really do believe that Natcor is the most interesting companies at this show. And take into account that this is mostly a resource show, but the fact that they are here and getting the support that they are getting really shows that I believe, Chuck, you and your team are onto something, and something that could be a game changer for an industry that is experiencing a lot of growth and still has a lot of growth, I believe, to experience. Go check out this company. We really like it. Chuck, thank you for your time.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
you haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, grain-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Continuing our coverage from the floor of the Silver Summit and Resource Expo here in San Francisco. I am sitting down right now with Mr. David Morgan of the silver-investor.com. I think everybody on our website knows who David is. So, David, thank you for joining us.
Corey, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
David, let's start off by talking about silver. This week, silver did drop, I believe, to a new low, or at least broke that low level at around 1411 that it was. Now it's trending right around that level. I have to say, there's not a whole lot of strength right now in silver, but that being said, it's also not completely dropping out of bed.
Yeah, it's a really interesting situation, Corey. As you know, we had a pretty good tightness in the retail market very recently. In fact, on a conservative analysis, I said it was about a 5 million ounce backlog. The government mint's going to keep up with it, private mints, refiners, everybody is backlogged. And of course, that has subsided now. When it subsided, and I thought there was a good chance that it would, I expected silver to drop off from about the $16 level to perhaps $15. Did not anticipate a six-year low. Did not anticipate the $14 level being tested for the third time. So far, to the best of my knowledge, I haven't looked at the price today. It's held that. But what we've seen in the metals over the last few years is that the trading has taken place in the paper markets to all-time lows on the last trading day of the year. And so knowing that now, I think we're going to see the same type of pressure take place in both gold and silver. So at this point in time, around Thanksgiving, I expect to see this next month be dull for the metals and probably take silver down and gold down. Narelle Rubini is probably going to be proven correct, $1,000 gold in 2015. and unfortunately, I don't really want to say it, but I have to, probably see sub-$14 silver by the end of this year.
I have to say, David, unfortunately, I do agree with pretty much those assessments, and you know what, whether we get to the exact just under $14 or the exact $1,000, at this point, what does it really matter? A couple percent here and there. The fact of the matter is these metals are very beat up, and I think that has something to do with what's going on in the global environment right now. We're seeing China continue to slow down, at least from the data points that we're seeing, and Europe is just a basket case of issues. What do you think is the main dragger, and where do you just see the global environment taking us in the next, well, into 2016?
Well, it's interesting is, you know, Frank Holmes talks about the love trade or the fear trade. And I think that's really a good way to look at it from a top view. A lot of metals buyers buy metal because they are fearful that there could be a currency crisis, there could be some government problem, there could be a war outbreak. I mean, there's all of these negative things that could take place. And a lot of people look at it as insurance. Others look at it on a more, let's say, positive basis, especially on the silver side, because it's such a technological metal. If you have a very booming economy, everybody's got two flat-screen TVs. There's got one in their bathroom, for crying out loud. So that type of thing. So it swings both ways, and you can make an argument for good times or bad times. There's a reason to buy the precious metals. Having said that, the fundamentals, to me, look like they favor the fear side tremendously, and yet you really don't see that reflected in the price. But if you look at the offtake, it suggests strongly that there's super demand for both the metals. You look at what China, and particularly India, has done in the silver space, and they're buying silver for primarily technological reasons, some for investment purposes, but India primarily for their solar build-out. And yet the prices here are hitting the six-year low. On the gold side, you see a relentless demand for silver coming out of China and India, and the BRICS, generally speaking. I mean, Russia's in there buying as well. So it really doesn't make sense to most objective observers with that kind of demand you see this kind of price. But regardless, it is what it is, and how we got there, you could argue. I mean, you could argue the paper paradigm, which I do often, but to me, it's a value play at this point, and as you said, Corey, whether it gets to $1,000 or $962.20 or whatever it hits, now is the time to buy. If you don't have a position, if you want to average down, that would be okay by me. But primarily the idea is it's not going out of style, and things are cyclical.
That's one aspect that I think everybody does need to realize, is that the mining industry isn't just going to dry up and blow away. Yes, some companies will, but quite frankly, some of those companies, I'd say the majority of those companies, need to dry up and blow away. So one of these aspects that we do touch on is that, absolutely, the price is controlled by the paper market. And there are these international factors and demand drivers that do, I think, provide some base for the metal. But when this does turn, how quickly do you think it could happen, considering we are in the middle of, what are we now, into the fifth year of a pretty brutal market?
That's a great question, and there's a couple ways to answer it. One is it depends what's going on at the time and the psychology of the market. Psychology plays a much bigger factor. I didn't know this when I was younger. I thought, oh, I'm such a great math guy. You know, if I got the right PE, figured, you know, it's all math to me. No, it's mostly psychology. So if the idea is that, oh, my goodness, I've got to have gold or X is going to happen, you could see it jump. In other words, you could even see up limit days as an extreme example where there's gaps going up. I mean, this has happened in the past. I'm not predicting that. I'm just suggesting it depends on how scared the market gets or what the motivator is in the marketplace. And because of that, in a normal market, you have a lot of what's called overhead resistance. So there's a lot of people that bought silver at, say, $20 is a round number. Now we're at 14. So it gets up to 20, 21. These people are exhausted. They don't want silver. They bought too much. They don't like it. They think, you know, that my lectures are meaningless. Mike Maloney's full of it. You know, all this stuff. So they sell. And that's called overhead resistance. And that's a normal market. But we are in abnormal conditions. So what I lean toward is more of a projectile kind of an up move that no one really expects, comes out of nowhere, and it's highly motivated on external events such as, unfortunately, I'll say it, but terrorism, currency crisis, a big move in the bond market, stopping the stock exchange because the circuit breakers have to be pulled, some large brokerage house fudging their books and getting caught. I mean, any of these things can happen. I know they all sound negative, but that's the real world that we live in. Corey, you know it, and I know it, and most people that are in the metals know that. So it could be a stronger market to the upside than most people expect. Most people expect what I said earlier about a normal back and fill overhead resistance that has to be overcome over time and kind of grinding up. That's probably the most likely. But I wouldn't rule out this kind of rocket ship ride that all of a sudden takes out all non-believers very quickly, and to get what Jim Bynes used to refer to as the my-mys. My, how did silver get back up to 25 so fast? What did I miss? That's a possibility as well.
Let's quickly chat about currencies, because the U.S. dollar continues to move higher, knocks on that 100-point level on the index. How crucial is the dollar in your thought?
It's absolutely critical. Looking at John Exter's work, the Upside Down Pyramid, you're going to see the most cherished thing that you can own to be the U.S. dollar, which is what we're seeing right now. And that happens in spades, which, again, is happening right now. And that takes place and must take place before the run to gold, because the only thing that's going to take it from the U.S. dollar to the run to gold is a lack of faith in the dollar, and I don't see that happening for probably the next couple of years. But when it takes place and a break to the run to gold happens, there's no market, there's nothing that moves like the gold market. There's no market like a bull market in gold.
Absolutely, and the dollar has been on every investor's mind, I think, and rightfully so, because it has been moving up, and I think a lot of that is due to the weakness in the euro, simply because the dollar is so much priced in euro terms, or they are very compared in that sense in the dollar index. That being said, David, always enjoyed chatting with you. Everybody go check out the Morgan Report. Again, it is silver-investor.com. It's always enjoyable chatting. Thank you, David.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Hi, I'm Rick Ossick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Wrap up the weekend edition of the KE Report. Got a political issue we're going to be talking about. We're talking with Glenn Downs about the omnibus bill that passed just before Christmas. I find it absolutely amazing, Glenn, that both parties basically voted to push this thing through, even though it included over $1 billion of tax cuts. That's really great. We're sidled here with you and I being Americans are sidled with an additional $1 billion of liability that could have come in from taxes from these people, and now it's not going to happen. I got to tell you, talk about Big Al being fed up with the federal government. This is almost the straw that broke the camel's back. How about for you, Glenn?
Well, Big Al, as you know, one of the reasons I decided to depart from Capitol Hill was this sort of thing, which you started having more and more and more on the legislative side of things, collusion between the governing structures of both parties on different massive pieces of legislation. You would have this is the sort of thing that supposedly was coming to an end when Mr. Boehner left the speakership, and but once again there was a bill that was debated. Or negotiated rather in secret, brought to this massive thing brought up at the very end of Congress that basically gave the establishments of both political parties what they wanted. I said, we'll spend money on your stuff if you'll spend money on our stuff. And you gave Republicans wanted some tax cuts, that dealt with, some of them were tax extenders. Others were new tax cuts like this connected to the Obamacare medical devices and Cadillac plans and things like that. But they weren't paid for. So we had about $80 billion, I think it was, in new reckless spending, not paid for. We continue to have the demographic march towards the cliff where we have, obviously we know how many baby boomers there are. We know how old they are. We know what their costs are going to be. And these are not political debates. Mathematics, demographics, compound interest are not political debates. What you put about them is a political debate, but not those things. And so instead of taking on Mr. Obama on the things that Republicans said were unconstitutional, things like his unilaterally ignoring borders, unilaterally choosing not to implement certain aspects of Obamacare, while in other instances pushing ahead, even though there were constitutional questions, et cetera, et cetera. to continue to fund all of this, these sorts of things, to, just to kind of once again kick the can down the road. If you're an American citizen that, that thinks we need fundamental change and you think you keep voting for fundamental change, but the people that are the elected officials that are supposed to be the agents of those change refuse to confront the people that you sent it to confront, I can understand why you and others are willing to throw their hands up, because I fully understand that impulse.
Glenn, why do you think we're hearing about so many of these bills, and this bill that sounds like a pretty significant one, that almost tries to go under the radar or unread before the vote, which ends up passing it? Why is this happening?
Well, I think it's because a lot of those things, if they are read, if there's enough time to have people sort of discover everything that's in those bills, there would be enough collective stink raised. So that's why you have a handful of people going into the rooms and passing them. And then and you have some of it is politics, where you have elected officials that don't want to be seen as shutting down the government and therefore take political blame for that. And so the choice is either vote for the funding bill with all those other odious provisions within it, including an odious levels of spending on some things. And then you also have people that have got, you know, I think we've already entered into an era of what might be called impossible math, where the things that have been promised to people, the contingent liabilities of the government, are already higher than the economy is going to have the ability to fulfill those promises. So somebody's going to win, somebody's going to lose. And so sooner or later you reach this day of reckoning, and the question is, do we have elected officials in a body politic who are mature enough to go ahead and preemptively address these things and take a certain amount of discomfort and pain now as opposed to catastrophic levels later? And every time we confront one of these impasses, it appears that there is not much appetite amongst any side to confront these things. In terms of the majorities of the Democrats or majorities of the Republicans to confront these things. And so instead what they do is, well, since we're not going to do what needs to be done to get the right to get the fiscal house in order, since we're going to go ahead and bust the bank for your program, you're going to also bust the bank for my program. And so we're spending more money on the military. We're spending more money on social programs. We're cutting taxes more. And of course, you know, we're just baking more and larger deficits into the cake. And it will, if the economy does continue to slow down, we'll see a result in higher deficits, more spending, less income. And then of course, if we ever get to the point where interest rates normalize, quote unquote, or get back to what have been historical norms, then you're just to roll over the enormous levels of debt that we already have that we're just funding now at very, very low rates of interest. And the compound, where it's about 2% across the spectrum, everything that the federal government's refinance rate right now is about 2%. And that's everything from, you know, 90-day treasury bills up to 30-year bonds. And that's kind of the blended average yield, but obviously more of it is being funded on the short end. So right now, you know, the interest rates, we're just rolling over debt and compounding, and as we continue to add, you know, still hundreds of billions of dollars in deficits and therefore to the debt each year. And if you ever start having to roll that over and pay normalized rates of interest, the day of reckoning will be here, and it could happen. It will happen very quickly once that phenomenon does happen. On the other hand, obviously, if interest rates don't normalize, if somebody says, hey, you can forget about raising interest rates, it's never going to happen, we're in a liquidity trap, and we're in an era of low interest rates as long as the eye can see, well, guess what? That's different bad news. Every state pension fund will go broke. Every insurance company will go broke. Every private pension fund will go broke because they've got rates of return factored in, assumptions factored into their models that are just simply much higher than this. So the day of reckoning, as the Corbett Economic Report frequently acknowledges more than other for conventional media sources is eventually coming upon us, and we just took another big step towards that day of reckoning with the spending bill.
Glenn, real quick, who do you think benefits from these sort of spending bills that get passed?
Well, at this point, I mean, you really have two groups of people. Everybody that's benefiting from the status quo is a beneficiary. That's everything from big defense contractors to people who are getting Social Security disability. That trust fund was about to go broke, and they just refunded that by coming up with magical money from somewhere, for example. So everybody has benefited from the status quo, but increasingly you see various special interests. For example, the American Petroleum Institute wanted to lift the oil export ban on U.S. petroleum products. Was a beneficiary of this bill. And that's not a spending program. It's a policy difference. There's a lot of tax and policy riders that were put in, and that's what the K Street crowd, the Gucci Gulch crowd on K Street, gets paid to do, is to get these things put in there. And this is where you have the nexus, this iron triangle between lobbyists and the bureaucracy and special interests all collude to do these things, and you place them into spending bills that must be moved, or at least allegedly must be moved, or the government will shut down, and veterans won't get their benefits, et cetera, et cetera. So that seems to be where we are right now.
Yeah, where we are right now. Hey, hope you guys have a great rest of the weekend on that note.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.